It's Saturday, and you know what that means. Yeah, it's time for Community Connection. We're here every Saturday from 12 until 1, talking with leaders in the area, community folks, you know, doing great things that we think you need to know about. And if you ever miss an interview segment, you can always go to our website, kgmi.com, click on podcasts. You'll see Community Connection there, and we have the listing of all of our interviews. Actually, we have a list of everything we do audio-wise on KGMI, so you can pick and choose. It's a la carte listening for you. Good friend with Contact Counseling's joining us now, my good friend Stephen Berger. He is the executive director at Contact Counseling. First of all, let me ask you, is the new year treating you okay?
It is so far.
Yeah, all right. Well, hopefully it will continue for the next 11 months or so. Contact Counseling, let's give everybody some history about what it is you guys are all about.
Sure. Well, traditionally we were primarily a DUI assessment agency that started back in the late 70s. And up until pretty recently, that's what we did. If somebody got a DUI, you know, they have to get an assessment and figure out if they have an issue, and if so, what to do about it. Well, a couple of years ago, I personally had been contracted with Contact Counseling with the previous owner, Bob Chambers, for about the last 15 years. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago, right at the beginning of COVID, he decided it would be a good time to retire. And so I decided to take over, and at that point, we began the process to actually begin to provide treatment services. So at this point, we provide a whole range of treatment services, from assessment to consultation to intervention to referral to inpatient programs, and then we also provide everything from high-intensity outpatient, also called PHP, along with sober living, to intensive outpatient, where people come in and are involved in a group process of substance use disorder treatment 3 times a week. So we have that up and running and going well, and yeah. So that's what we do.
Oh, excellent. Stephen Berger, he is the executive director at Contact Counseling. I always feel a lot better when you come in, because you know, you have great success stories of folks with addictions and assessment and treatment. But last time you were here, I know we ran out of time. I wanted to talk to you about the recovery process, and I know in the past you have you've also shared, you know, your story as well, which we're very honored, you know, that you would even tell us about that. But you know, it's a great story. And if it's okay with you, can we spend the rest of the time together today talking about recovery?
Sure. So, yeah. So the treatment process, first of all, identifies a person's issues. They develop a plan for long-term success and introduces the person to the recovery process. Now, when I look at the recovery process, I look at it as a long-term, you know, really lifelong process. For me, you know, when I was 24 years old, my life was a complete mess. You know, I was pretty much using something on a daily basis. You know, I was, you know, in what would be classified now as, you know, severe late stage addiction. And it doesn't matter so much what I was addicted to, but I was, you know, had to use something pretty much every day. And I did. Pretty much every day, all day. And I was introduced to the recovery process. A friend of mine had gone through treatment, and he was trying to save a few of his friends, and got me to go to a meeting with him. And at that first meeting, I heard a few things. And what I took away from it was that I probably needed it.
Yeah.
I was in a place and it was just a short 6 weeks later that I woke up one day and made a decision to try to make it through a day without using. And at that point, I started going to meetings. And shortly after, I started volunteering actually at a treatment center that used to be out in Linden. It was the old mansion that was built, you know, that Randy Bachman from Bachman Turner Overdrive had built. And after you no longer lived there. It got turned into a treatment center. So I started volunteering there, and that turned into a career, really. But, you know, recovery as opposed to just treatment. So treatment is about discovery, and recovery is about a lifelong process of not only not using alcohol and other drugs, but bettering ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, improving our ability to deal with issues that come up, to, you know, improve our relationship, not only with ourselves, but other people. And it really just about an ongoing long-term process of trying to become a better person. And that's truly a lifelong process. And,
yeah.
You know, today I've been clean and sober for over 35 years, mm-hmm. but I'm still involved in recovery. And I think, you know, I don't know whether I'd be alive or not. A lot of my friends that I ran with, you know, back in the old days,
yeah.
you know, they're no longer with us.
Well, and I know, you know something, Stephen.
I'm really grateful for that.
when we talked about this last time, what I truly thought remarkable about your story, it's Stephen Berger with us with Contact Counseling here on Community Connection, was that your recovery process, you know, going through it, and you're still going to meetings, but it's not because you're tempted to backslide. You were telling me you're going to the meetings basically for support and to help other people, right?
Yep, yeah, absolutely. It's a give and take.
Yeah.
I, you know, with my long-term experience, I can help other people, but at the same time, I get something out of that process.
Yeah.
You know, and in recovery, they say you can't keep it unless you give it away,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I find that to be true, and, you know, and I also have developed a lot of, you know, lifelong friendships. You know, there's many people that I've known for that entire 35 years, and it's good to see them, but it's also good, you know, it's really gratifying when I see somebody come in and their life is completely destroyed, and a few months later, you know, they're starting to put their lives together, and a couple of years later, they're happy, they're a productive member of society, and that's a powerful process just to witness. So that's one of the things that keeps me coming back.
Stephen Berger with Contact Counseling here on KGMI Community Connection. Well, let's give everybody, I always like to say, with Contact Counseling, you have contact information. If they want to reach out to you, best way, what, telephone call, website, or what?
Yeah, you know, a phone call, we try to respond as quickly as possible. So if somebody, you know, if we're not there to answer the phone, say somebody calls before we open or afterwards, we try to respond immediately with one of our counselors. Usually it's myself, but, you know, I have other highly qualified counselors also that, you know, have been doing this for a really long time, and we try to respond immediately, not leave people hanging.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, you know, really the best thing, the way I say, is just, you know, come in, sit down, let's talk about it. I provide a consultation for, you know, we've decided to provide that service for free.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, it's just a conversation. We talk about what we can do.
Yeah. So, again, if they want to call you, what's that number?
360-671-3277.
He is Stephen Berger with Contact Counseling. Always an honor and a privilege to get to chat with you. You're welcome back anytime. How about we do it again in a few weeks?
Sounds good.